Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You know, when you hear about people after the fact, where they're doing a history, a look back at some great leader, and then out of the woodwork, you find people on both sides of the aisle saying, this was a man or this was a woman who really knew how to walk humbly with those that thought differently than him. Talk about some of the character traits and the Christ-likeness in a person who's really able to do that and not only just have conversations civilly, but to get things done. You know what I'm saying? Where they're really like able to do life, hold to their convictions, not compromise those, but honor those who think differently than them.
Well, you know, a great historical example of that is Wilberforce.
I love him.
In Great Britain. Mm-hmm. He could not have accomplished what he accomplished by simply pulling together Christians or religious people in Great Britain. He needed the help of individuals across the aisle who weren't spiritually minded at all. And I think some of the principles we can draw from a Wilberforce into our own personal lives would be, Wilberforce never attacked the person, even though he would debate your idea. If anything, Wilberforce was very generous in how he talked about certain individuals, even when he strongly disagreed with their views of slavery and issues like that. I think another principle we could draw from Wilberforce would be he made it easy for people to join his perspective. In other words, he would say to that individual, you don't need to agree with everything I'm saying, but I want you to think about agreeing with me on this one small point, and there we can have common ground. Mm. And I think sometimes we get caught in this mistake of trying to persuade a person of everything. Well, why not just focus on one small aspect of agreement and then move from agreement to other points of disagreement?
And again, because he was so focused on this amazing cause, he was able to do that. Where don't you feel like today, more often than not at least, if you were to try to make that case and someone would say, you know what, I will join forces with you. Who is for slavery? Of course I want to end slavery. Where others would say, okay, you're a traitor because you stepped across a line because we don't agree with everything he says. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like choose your sides versus choose this day. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, completely. And you know, what keeps Christians from making any real movement towards people who disagree with us is that sometimes we get really criticized by our base, that if there's any attempt to reach out to a different group, that we may not agree with their entire agenda, of course, people look at us and say that we're compromising, that we're condoning what people have to do. For instance, at the campus I got my PhD at, UNC Chapel Hill, there was a Take Back the Night March where a feminist group would host this event. We'd go across campus at midnight, the most dangerous places, and you'd shout into the air, this is our campus, we will not be afraid. Well, no Christian group would join them because they felt, well, if I join them for this one march, then I'm signing off on their entire feminist agenda. And I just think that that is small thinking, that I think we can have a loose connection with people as we seek to make a campus more safe. And by the way, as I march with these individuals, I get to have a dialogue with them. I get to talk about our commonalities as well as our differences.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.